speak to the young people. Something that has been quickened to me. You know that verse in, we know it very well, in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do you know what it means to seek the kingdom? Have any of you any idea what is meant by that, by seeking the kingdom? Any idea? Any idea what it means there to seek the kingdom? Yes, Stella. You go and look for it. Yes, we look for it. We look for it. Let's break it down a bit more. What is your idea of a kingdom? Any idea? You're any good at history? Any idea of a kingdom? What a kingdom is? Any idea? Robert, what is a kingdom?
It's the land, the area that God owns, what you mean.
It's a domain, it's a land, it's a kingdom. It can be a nation, it could be a country, it can be political, it could be ruled by a king, a despot, something like that. So we get the idea that a kingdom consists of land, people, government, organized, and so forth. What is this country called? The United Kingdom, although I think that's probably a Victorian thing of the past. We have lost most of the kingdom that was attributed to that. But nevertheless, the idea is there. It is a kingdom. Now, who in Scripture is going to set up his kingdom? Any idea?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. You're going to say that, weren't you? Good. Jesus is going to set up his kingdom. Where is he going to set up this kingdom first? Any idea? On what, sir? On the land? Yes. Where is he going to appear first?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. On the Mount of Olives. That is where he's going. And that is where we're told he's going to rule his kingdom from there. Now, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God. So this is interesting, isn't it? That we're to seek that kingdom. So it doesn't mean that we seek full gospel assembly or we seek a church, but he says that we seek his kingdom. We put his kingdom first. Now, what do you think he means by that we're to seek his kingdom, put the kingdom first? Any idea? Yes. That's right. Absolutely. So you're looking away from this kingdom that you're in to the kingdom that Jesus has and will rule and reign. Now, at the moment, who rules in this kingdom on this earth? At the moment. Sorry? The world, I'm saying, not just this country. Who at the moment rules the kingdom on the earth? The devil. That's right. He wanted the kingdom. And he tried to take it. But Jesus has taken the keys. He's risen from the dead. And he's brought back that kingdom that has always been his. So he's only temporarily just getting away with it for a season. And so it is that kingdom that's now been given back, that is given to Christ, that he now gives to you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know that's in the Lord's Prayer, don't you? Probably recite that at school. So it means that it's that you seek. So if we seek that kingdom, which we already have by faith, what then is in that kingdom? Sorry? Eternal life, blessings, all that's in there. So he says you can now even have a foretaste of that now. So you can start to receive the blessings that are in that kingdom even now, in this life, as we prepare to go for it. That's why you're to seek for it. And God says, if you seek with all your heart, you will find it. And do you know how you will find it? Well, you'll find Jesus. And if you find Jesus, then you'll find all the blessings that are in that kingdom. Salvation, healing, deliverance, the salvation of your loved ones, your friends. You can prosper. God can meet your needs. He can meet your earthly needs and everything. Isn't that fantastic? And you haven't got to strive for that. God says, if you put that first, just believe, I will add it to you. I will bring it to you. And the wonderful thing about all of this is Jesus brings it to you. You don't have to strive. Religious people have to strive. They have to earn their way to God. But not with our God. He comes to you. And not only does he come to you, but he comes with blessing as well. So he says, if you seek me, put my kingdom first, all these things will be added unto you. And so all the things that you meet at school, all those exams that start to come up that you've got to face for the future, he says, I will be with you in there. I will bring you blessing to those exams and so on. And many other things. But just simply put it first and all the rest will be added. And you see, the enemy tries to rob you of that. He tries to get you looking away from the kingdom. Do you know how he gets you to look away? With fear, anxiety, unbelief, all those things that the world is all captured by. That's how he tries to get you looking away from it. But if you just say no to it, I'm not going to be fearful, I'm not going to be anxious, Jesus will provide, he has taken me through, he will provide, he will do it for me. That is putting the kingdom first. That is speaking out against the powers of darkness that try to rob you. Because that's what the enemy does. He comes to rob you. Don't play his game anymore. Start seeking that kingdom and you watch those blessings are going to come as a result. It's good news, isn't it?